back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode of the day is The Mystery of Dyerville Part 2, also titled The Yellow Mask Escapes or The Secret Empire, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent slash Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird! It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman. When we last saw him, Clark Kent was traveling toward the mountain city of Dyerville with Lois Lane to investigate a curious chain of disasters and accidents that had held the city in a grip of fear for the past 8 days. But as they reached the toll bridge over the Jefferson River leading into Dyerville, the bridge suddenly trembled and swayed. Lois screamed as their automobile slid toward the guardrail, and Kent leaped away in the darkness. As our story continues, he has become Superman. Red cloak streaming in the wind, he plummets down through the night in a desperate effort to save the bridge and prevent the car from plunging into the river below. Listen.
That bridge is shaking like a tree in a high wind. If I can get down under it and hold it, find out what's wrong. Here we are. Why, the foundation's half gone. Blown apart as if it had been hit by a shell or a torpedo. Those girders are just hanging loose. If I can only put them back where they belong... I don't know. It's pretty far gone, but maybe I can make it. If I don't, the whole thing will fall up, crash in the river. Lois along with it. Now then, one more pull. Made it. Twisted that steel work back into place. Now to return to Lois on the bridge as Clark Kent. Up! Up!
What's happened? Where are the lights? So dark. Kent. Kent.
Lois, I mean Miss Lane. Are you all right?
The bridge. What about the bridge?
Oh, don't worry about the bridge.
But what was it? What happened?
I don't know. Maybe the foundation gave way in the flood. We'll be all right if we keep going. Come on, get back in the car. Lucky it didn't roll off the bridge and smash up.
Kent. We can't cross now.
Oh, yes, we can. I've paid the toll.
Clark Kent, you fool. I'm not thinking about the toll. The bridge will go down with
us. No, it won't, Lois. It's safe now, I'm sure. Come on, get in. Here we go. Now, if you're the least bit afraid, just shut your eyes.
Clark Kent and Lois Lane cross the damaged bridge safely and arrive in Dyerville. Next morning, in the office of the city commissioner, they wait for an interview.
Oh, here he is now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good
morning. And this is Miss Lane, I take it, and Mr. Clark Kent, both of the Daily Planet.
Sorry to bother you, Commissioner, but we're after a story about what's been going on in Dyerville.
Yes, come into my office and close the door.
All right.
Sit down, Miss Lane, Mr. Kent.
Thanks, Commissioner.
We won't take up too much of your time.
Now, don't worry. If you were ordinary reporters, you wouldn't take up any of it. I'd see to that. But I've had a call from your editor.
Oh, you have? From Mr. White?
Yes, Perry White of the Daily Planet. It's about you, Kent.
Me?
Yes, Mr. White tells me that you're not only a good reporter, but that you seem to have a knack of digging out what's back of things.
Well, I'm sure I don't know.
It's a knack or just dumb luck.
Well, either one will do me. Because if I don't get to the bottom of this business, and soon...
Just what's happening, Commissioner?
Well, have you heard about the Jefferson Bridge last night?
What?
The South Pier was carried away as if a giant monster had bitten a chunk out of it.
Good heavens, and we were on it.
Yes, but that's not all. Whatever it was, some human agency or mysterious force not only almost took the bridge away, but put it back.
What?
That's what I say. Most of the steel girders were torn loose from their rivets, but someone replaced them, twisted them together so they'd hold. Why, only a Superman could have done it.
Superman? Yeah.
Just imagine that.
Well, forget about the bridge. It's the least of what's happened. There was the matter of the electric power. 3 days ago, it went completely out. For no explainable reason.
And what about that flood, Commissioner?
Yes, the flood. And the earthquakes, or explosions, or whatever they were. I tell you, I can't stand much more of this. None of us can. Why, we never know from one moment to another what's going to happen next.
Huh. And there's no explanation? No clue of any kind?
Kent, not a one. What if they're not accidents? What if there's some human fiend behind all this? What's he trying to do? What does he want? Does he intend wiping the city off the map?
Oh, no. Take it easy, Commissioner. There's probably some very simple explanation.
Well, all right. Probably there is. But you find it, Kent. Go out and dig it up. Say, I've had the best men I know on it so far, and they haven't found a thing. I tell you, I'm at the end of my rope.
Well, Miss Lane and I may be able to help, Commissioner.
Well, I hope so, Kent. I hope so. Because if this madness doesn't stop soon, I think we'll all go out of our minds. If there's just one more catastrophe, one more unexplained accident. Hello? Yes, this is the Commissioner. What? Bart? When did it happen?
Mr. Kent, what is it?
Quiet, I want to hear.
What? Yes? Well, get every boat in the river, you understand? Every boat. Yes, call tugs and police launches. But land that barge. Get it out of trouble.
Listen, something's gone wrong on the river.
Yes, call me back. I'll be right here by the phone.
Commissioner, what is it?
What's happened?
There's a railroad barge with 15 tank cars on it loaded with gasoline. It broke loose from its tug.
What?
It's drifting downstream toward the falls.
Toward the falls?
Yes, and they can't stop it. They can't stop it. The tide's too strong. They can't do a thing.
Kent, where are you going?
Where do you think? Out to find that barge. I'll see you later, Commissioner.
What?
You wait here, Miss Lane. Some story in that. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Wait. Off on two. Wait.
Sorry, Lois. Can't stop now. If there's an emergency like that, it's time Clark Kent gave way to Superman. Ah, here's a window. No one in sight. Good. We're up. Up and away!
Off like a streak of light, Superman leaps into the air, heads for the river, and disappears in a bank of mist. Meanwhile, the Jefferson River is a scene of terror and confusion. Whistle scream. But nothing can stop the swift course of the helpless railroad barge, caught in the rapid current and moving ever faster toward the falls. The two men on the barge are frantic with fear.
They can't get us. We're going faster and faster.
Look, dead ahead. Ain't that the falls?
No, we're going over. We're going over, sure.
We gotta jump. Jump and swim for it.
No, don't jump. Stay with the barge. It's our only chance.
I tell you, we'll be killed, drowned, smashed to pieces. Jump. Jump, I tell you.
No.
Jump.
Ah, there's the barge. And there are the falls, too. Not much time. Got to dive down there, grab that barge load of railroad cars, and tow them back where they came from. I must be careful. One spark might set that gasoline off. Down into the water. Down. Down. Now then. Three good strokes, and I'm there. One. Two. Three. Got them. I've caught the barge. Now all I have to do is tow it back up the river. And without being seen. Here we go.
Superman, exerting his terrific strength, brings the heavily loaded barge around in the river, forces it upstream, eases it safely into a dock, and disappears again in the murky water of the Jefferson River. And presently, back in the office of the city commissioner, where Lois still waits.
There it is, that barge. It's gone over the falls. I hardly dare answer the phone.
Shall I take it, Commissioner?
No. Hello? Yes? What? You say it's safe? It slid back upstream? Floated into a dock? And it didn't go over the falls? Say, wait a minute. You're sure? What? Well, I don't care how it happened. All I need to know is they're safe. Oh, Miss Lane, that barge is all right.
Well, Commissioner, what's happened?
Well, I don't know. Some crazy, impossible story, but who cares about that? Yes, come in.
Hello, Commissioner.
Oh.
Hi, Miss Lane.
Well, hello there, Kent. I guess you've heard the news, too, huh?
About the barge? Yes, and I decided I might as well come back.
You didn't get your big story after all, did you, Mr. Kent?
Oh, there's still a story, Miss Lane.
What do you mean?
That affair of the railroad barge breaking away from its tug was no accident, sir.
What? Mr. Kent knows all the answers, Commissioner.
Those cars and that gasoline were meant to go over the Jefferson River Falls.
Well, Kent, you're joking.
No, I'm not joking.
Mr. Kent, how do you know all this?
Very simple, Miss Lane. The steel cable joining the barge and the tug didn't break. It was cut.
Commissioner.
Yes, yes.
Commissioner, have you heard? Did you get it?
Get what? What are you talking about?
Quick, turn on your radio.
Radio? What are you talking about?
Come on, it's on, Commissioner.
Yes, yes.
Dyerville.
What?
Calling the city of Dyerville.
What's that?
Listen.
Calling the city of Dyerville. The secret empire demands the sum of $1 million. $1 million is the price of Dyerville. To be paid by midnight tomorrow. If it is not paid, Dyerville will cease to exist. This is the Yellow Mask. Dyerville, calling the
city of
Dyerville.
Shut that thing off. What does it mean?
Kent.
What does it mean?
Kent, did you hear? The Yellow Mask. We thought he was dead. Killed when that plane crashed.
What's she talking about? Kent, what is it?
Commissioner, it means just this. Miss Lane and I have met the Yellow Mask before. It means that unless you raise $1 million by midnight tomorrow, Dyerville will be wiped off the face of the earth.
Suddenly, like the shadow of a dreadful nightmare, the hand of the Yellow Mask hangs darkly over Dyerville. Now the reason is clear for the long chain of accidents that plagued the city. The Yellow Mask has been placing the people of the town in the grip of a deadly terror. What will happen next? What can Superman do in the few short hours that remain? Tune in next time and follow the story. Be sure to tune in the next thrilling installment of the amazing transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode of the day is The Mystery of Dyerville, Part 3, also known as The Million Dollar Ransom. Starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy.
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman.
And now, Superman. When we last saw him, Superman, as Clark Kent, stood amazed in the office of the city commissioner of Dyerville with Lois Lane as the radio blared the threat of the Yellow Mask. Unless the sum of $1 million was paid within 36 hours, Dyerville would be wiped into oblivion. As our story continues, 24 of the precious 36 hours have already passed. Once again, Kent and Lois Lane are in the office of the commissioner, while a dark cloud hangs ever lower over the city's heart. Listen.
What's that? Half past 12.
Don't keep thinking of the time, Commissioner.
Confounded, Kent. What else can I think of? You say yourself this fellow, this Yellow Mask, means what he says.
Yes, I'm afraid that's true enough. Commissioner, suppose you were going to destroy Dyerville. How would you do it?
Kent, you're out of your mind.
Now, I see what he means, Commissioner. Is there any way you can think of any sudden disaster that would destroy the city at once?
Why, fire, I imagine, or flood.
Flood?
Yeah.
You mean a flood from the river?
Oh, not exactly. Flood from the hills.
Flood from the hills? How do you mean?
Well, here, look here. Take a look at this map on the wall. It shows Dyerville and its suburbs.
Right up in the fold of the hills.
Yes, that's it, Kent. Right under the mountains. And you see that black line just above?
Huh?
What's that?
Well, that's the Harley Dam with the lake up above. Say, come to think of it, if I were bent on wiping Dyerville off the map, I'd blow out the Harley Dam, if I could.
Commissioner.
Yes?
If the dam did go out, what would happen?
The end of the world, Kent, so far as Dyerville's concerned. There's a lake behind it that's 10 miles long, billions of gallons of water.
And it would all come down on Dyerville?
Every drop of it.
And wipe out the town? It could actually do that?
Yes, it could. Excuse me. City Commissioner's office.
This is your friend, the Yellow Mask, Commissioner.
The Yellow Mask?
Kent, the mask again.
I'm calling to remind you that you have only 24 hours to go. 24 hours before every man, woman, and child in Dyersville will drown like a rat, unless I get $1 million in cash. Tell your committee that. Goodbye.
Oh, wait. By heavens, I've got something to go on now. I'll have that call traced.
Save yourself the trouble, Commissioner.
What?
You won't find anything. We've dealt with the yellow mask before.
Yes, but where was he? What did he mean?
I don't know where he was, but it's plain enough what he meant. I heard what he said about drowning every man, woman, and child like a rat. He means to destroy the dam.
The dam?
Commissioner.
Yes?
We've got till midnight. Now, I've met the mask before and didn't come off second best.
This isn't the time for boasting, Mr. Kent.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Lane. Call it confidence if you like.
And don't stop to split hairs. What are you going to do?
You stay here, Commissioner, in case the mask sends in another message.
Yes?
And meanwhile, Miss Lane and I will have a look at that dam. Oh, yes, and put in a call to the police and the National Guard. Have every available man on duty from now till midnight. Come along, Miss Lane.
Keep in touch with me by phone, Kent. And lots of luck.
We'll need it, Commissioner. So long.
Borrowing a car, Kent and Lois Lane start at once on the lonely mountain drive to the top of the Harley Dam. And meanwhile, safe in his secret hideout near the dam, the Yellow Mask gives quick instructions to his henchman, Keno.
Are you there, Keno? Come inside.
Okay, boss. What's doing?
There'll be a lot doing, Keno. Quite a lot. Promptly at midnight, we destroy 30,000 people. Within the next half hour, we destroy two.
Which two?
That news reporter, Clark Kent, and his friend, Miss Lois Lane.
Where are they?
I have been informed they are driving toward the dam in a car. You will meet that car, Keno, and carry on from there.
Well, how do I stop them, boss?
Very simply. Look here. You see that dynamo in the corner?
Yeah.
I will start it going.
I know how it runs.
But you don't know how it stops, Keno, except in the usual way. But now, see here.
Hey, what's that little box?
A very useful invention, Keno. One of my own. Hardly bigger than a camera. But I point it at the dynamo. Watch carefully, Keno, and press this button.
Hey, the dynamo, it stopped.
Naturally. Anyone can do it, even you, Keno. With my little box.
How's it work?
Never mind that, Keno. The point is that it does work, and that you can work it. Do you know the abandoned cabin where the road makes a right-angle turn?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Good. You will go there and be ready when Mr. Clark Kent comes by in his car.
What do I do, boss?
Hide inside the cabin. When you see the car approaching, point the box through the window directly across the road.
And what'll happen?
The car will stop. Instantly, Keno.
No fooling. Why?
Ignition trouble, Keno.
Oh.
The engine will stop running. And if you do your part thereafter, so will Mr. Kent.
Okay, boss. I guess I catch on.
That's all. Now go. Don't make any mistakes, Peter. I'm coming up.
And do you mind telling me, Mr. Kent, just what you propose to do when we get to the dam?
Oh, just look around, Miss Lane. See what we can see.
Do you think you'll be likely to see anything that's escaped the police?
Oh, I might. Surprises do happen. Hey, here's a crossroad or a turn or something. Wonder which way we go now.
Oh, don't you know the way?
Well, that fellow at the garage didn't say anything about a crossroad.
Well, why don't you stop and ask? Maybe there's somebody in that old cabin over there.
Doesn't look like it. We're all right. There's a sign. Harley Dam, turn right.
What's the matter?
That's funny. The motor stopped dead, just like that.
I'm not blind, Mr. Kent, nor deaf. I can see it stopped. Do you think if you brought your mind to bear, you could find out why?
Can't be. We're out of gas. I filled up before we left. Oh, well.
What are you going to do?
Bring my mind to bear. And just sit where you are while I do it. Maybe there's something wrong with the wiring. I'll take a look.
Mr. Kent! Look out!
Okay, boys, let him have it.
Hey, what's the big idea?
What are you doing?
Hey, come on, folks. You've got a date with the Yellow Mask. Come on, here. Come on, with it. Come on, Lois. Yellow Mask wants to see you. Come on.
Overpowered, Kent and Lois Lane are dragged away from the car and carried into the abandoned cabin by the side of the road. Kent, realizing at once from Keno's words that the mask is behind the attack, pretends weakness in the desperate hope of learning the mask's plans. Tossed in a room by himself, tied hand and foot, he watches with interest as Keno enters and arranges a mechanism on the floor with wires.
What are you doing there? And what have you done with Miss Lane?
Miss Lane? Oh, she's okay, pal. Right in the next room.
Kent! Let me go! Kent!
Kind of restless, ain't she? Well, that won't last long. Not more than 5 minutes after I get this fixed.
What are you doing with that battery?
What do you think? I'm fixing up a nice little one-way ticket to Dreamland for you and the gal both. There. Now, I reckon she's set.
What is that thing?
Don't worry, pal. You'll find out.
You're not figuring by any chance on blowing us up, are you?
Smart guy catches right on.
That's murder, Kino.
Only if they catch you.
I'd think twice if I were you.
So it's lucky you ain't me. Well, so long, pal. Me and the rest of the boys have a date up above near the dam, and we gotta keep it. So long, and pleasant dreams.
Oh, the devils. Planning to blow us up. Well, there are several ways of playing that game, my friend.
Help! Help! Ken!
Oh, I can't stand it. Gotta get going. I don't see any reason for just lying here and watching that bomb go off. Here's where Clark Kent takes time out. It's Superman's turn. I'll just snap these ropes and take that battery thing apart. Ah. Now I think it's time to leave. We've got a date at the dam, too, Kino. I'm coming, Miss Lane. Locked the door, have they? Well, I need a little light exercise.
Oh,
she's fainted. That's lucky. So much the better. When she comes to, she'll never know what happened. Got to pick her up and get out of here. I'd like to follow Kino to where the mask is hiding out. But I'm afraid to leave Lois here alone. It wouldn't do to take her with me. I'll go back to the dam. Up! Up! And away!
Carrying the unconscious form of Lois Lane in his arms, Superman leaps into the sky and heads toward a patch of woodland near the dam, where he can arrive without being seen. And meanwhile, on the dam itself, troops patrol and police keep watch. Suddenly, a car roars up and stops with a wild scream of brakes.
Commissioner, we didn't expect you up here.
Well, never mind that, Sergeant. Quick, have you found anything?
No, sir, not a thing.
Has there been a reporter up here, a fellow named Kent?
Kent?
Yeah.
No, sir, nobody by that name.
Oh, here he comes now, and the girl with him. Oh, Kent! Kent!
Coming, Commissioner. Well, how did you get up here so fast?
I followed you. Just after you left my office, I got a message. But great heavens, what's the matter with Miss Lane?
I'm all right. I don't remember.
We had a little accident driving up.
Accident?
Nothing serious, though, Commissioner.
Well, is she hurt?
Oh, no, no. Miss Lane will be all right. Tell me now, you say you got a message?
Yeah, come out here, Kent. Out on top of the dam, where we won't be overheard.
All right.
Oh, you come too, Miss Lane.
Commissioner.
Yes?
What is it? Another message from the mask?
Now, wait a minute. I'll show it to you. What?
What's up? Oh, the dam! What's happening?
Kent, do you hear that? Do you feel it?
It's the dam.
Yes.
It's beginning to shake.
Get out of here. Run for the shore. Quick. Come on. Get out of here.
Quick.
Sudden crisis at the Harley Dam. What is the meaning of the ominous rumbling, and has it anything to do with the mysterious message the commissioner got? The message that brought him racing to the dam? Tune in next time and follow the story. And remember, be sure to tune in the next thrilling installment of the amazing transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.